This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, I want to talk about drug overdoses for a quick second. As you know, Demi Lovato, a few days back, had to be revived from what we understand from a alleged, narcotic overdose. The 911 transcript was released, and I always kind of find the discourse between the 911 dispatcher and the person calling it in kind of fascinating. The dispatcher did a great job. I believe what we're seeing is, though, edited, right? So then the name isn't, you know, really, I'm sure that we're not getting the full, you know, story. And in fact, I believe they might have even taken down the transcript of the 911 call. I believe the audio may still be around, but it sounds like that certain things are kind of, you know, blanked out. But from what I understand and what I heard, the person that called it in seemed very calm, was, though, very concerned about the lights and sirens. You know, mandated that there was no sirens. The 911 dispatcher handled that really well, saying, look, this is a medical emergency. Okay, we have got to bring, medical personnel to you. Apparently the house was up on a windy road. A lot of these fancy houses are like that. You have a gate down at the bottom of the hill, then they're up on a hill, and they got a nice, beautiful view, etc. You know, you hear the 911 dispatcher tell them to get rid of the pets, put the pets in another room so the paramedics will come. And the lady that was on the other line seemed really calm, considering. I can't tell from the 911 call when the Narcan was given, if the Narcan was given prior. Sounds like the friends weren't really old friends of hers. It was kind of a new group of friends that were doing shots with her. Apparently they were drinking, etc. Beforehand. They were partying. I get that. And you could see the person didn't really even seem scared. So I like that person remained calm. But again, it could have been the editing. I don't know, because you hear a lot of quiet, and you're like, okay, I think they talked here, or they might have just kind of, you know, washed off the audio. But one thing, though, that I think we do need to discuss is how we really need to have plans in place with our friends. You know, we have, you know, fire drills at school. We have certain disaster preparedness plans at our work. We may tell our husband or wife, all right, if anything happens to me, do this. We may even tell our kids, all right, you call 911. But I don't think people among friends really have that planned. The only thing, though, that I found very odd is why the friend insisted on no sirens. Did they not want the neighbors to see? But the house seemed to be kind of isolated anyway. Why no sirens? This is a medical emergency. Now, then again, if that person was under the influence, that's a problem. But you see, if God forbid anything happens to you, just take a look around and are you comfortable with the people being around you making your life or death decisions? And that's really what's going to happen. Something happens to you, whether it's a heart attack, whether it's a, you know, car accident or whatever, it's not going to be your family doctor. It's not going to be your priest or your rabbi. It's going to be either your buddy, and some of my buddies are real doofuses. Okay? I have to say that. I mean, I don't know what would happen to me if I went down near one of my friends. They'd be like, oh my gosh, she's going to get so mad if I take off her Spanx. She's going to want everyone to, you know, not realize, you know, that she has a distended abdomen since her hernia surgery, so I can't remove that. Then they'd be like, well, I can't kiss her. I trying to do CPR because her husband will kill me. I could just see my friends start to second guess themselves. And I, you know, meanwhile, I'm sitting there dying. So, you know, you want to kind of have a plan in place and tell people, look, start CPR. Rip open the shirt, take off the bra if you have to, and start pounding my chest. Oh, no, no, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. No, no, no. I could. Okay. Well, then you know what? Don't hang out with me. Okay? Because if something happens to me, I want to be next to somebody who's going to revive me. You're too stupid. And so, you know, a lot of these people that are dying of overdoses, they're dying next to somebody else who's drugged out. Now, California has, I guess, made a law saying, and I'm not sure about all these other states, I think the majority of states, 47 states, allowing people to buy Narcan, Naloxone, without a prescription. So, if you are not inebriated, if you're sober, okay, or even if you're not sober, but you're competent enough, and somebody overdoses, you could give them Narcan. And we believe that's what saved Demi Lovato's life. Because somebody gave that to her because they had it on standby when this happened. And we're being told that anyone in California should be able to walk into a CVS health pharmacy, but there's one CVS pharmacy in Bakersfield off of Stockdale Highway, I believe off of Stein Road or whatever, has refused to sell it without a prescription. And so that kind of has made news. California passed a law in 2005 allowing pharmacies to provide Narcan to customers without a prescription. But it did not force all pharmacies to participate. And CVS states on its website that California is one of 47 states where a customer can get Narcan. But then when Eyewitness News, one of the news reporters, went to that particular CVS, they were refused. And they provided a document noting that the Drug Enforcement Administration classifies it as a prescription-only drug. So if all pharmacies are supposed to provide it, why would this pharmacy not? Of the chain. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the reason why we're bringing up the subject of naloxone and Narcan and drug overdoses is, one, I believe we're being told that now, 120 people a day are dying of narcotic overdoses, whether it be heroin, fentanyl, overtaking Vicodin, mixing it with other drugs. And people are kind of scratching their head why here we are in the year 2018, we don't have our finger on the pulse of it. And we're not figuring this out. Well, we are figuring it out, but improper. I mean, we're figuring it out politically. Yeah. From a PR standpoint, we think we are. And we're starting to see some bumps in the road. So one such thing that the government did is, all right, all pharmacies give out Narcan. Give out Narcan to anybody. Go ahead. Do it. Now, as a doctor, I wasn't upset about, I wasn't opposed to that. Paramedics are already strapped. If some of them can't get to you for a few minutes, and I think in Demi Lovato's case, it was about 4.5 minutes, that Narcan will save life. It will reverse the opioid effects on the brain temporarily, because it will compete with the opioid, preventing the opioid from binding. But there's a little caveat to this. There's a little problem. Its dosing only lasts so long. And if you have more narcotics circulating than you have naloxone, which is usually the case, you can have a relapse. Some people need 2 Narcan shots. Some people need more. Then we also need to have respiratory support and cardiac support. So when we first discussed pharmacies giving it out, I was like, now, is everybody, are all lay people prepared and knowledgeable and educated on what this means and what to do? Do you give the shot, wait and see, and then call 911? No. You know, did we educate everybody? When the law said, go ahead, give everybody Narcan. Well, yeah, there's instructions in the package, but how many people read their instructions? You know, there's an art to trying to reverse a drug overdose. And deputizing the general public is not a bad idea. I want education spread. I want everyone to be medical professionals if they can. I think it's vital information. But you wonder if maybe some of these deaths that we're hearing were from people that did get their naloxone, but nobody called 911 in time. And is there an argument that somebody is giving somebody who gives Narcan may be delaying medical care? You call 911, then you give the Narcan. Hopefully not more than a second or two in between. If you can't find the phone, fine, do the Narcan first. So why is a pharmacy refusing to give Narcan without a prescription? There is a law protecting them. Technically, there's supposed to be no harm in a non-emergency provider administering Narcan who they think is experiencing an overdose. But then I see something like this. Somebody asked a lawyer website, my brother died and the cause of death is undetermined. We have a death certificate. We have 2 death certificates. One says Narcan was used. The other said it wasn't. We have witnesses saying they saw EMTs use it on him. Do I have a lawsuit if EMTs use Narcan on my brother, even though he wasn't overdosing on opioids? So are you serious? Are people looking to sue? If Narcan was used and the person wasn't having an opioid withdrawal or a overdose, maybe this pharmacist is a little hesitant, going, whoa, 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 I don't want it on me if somebody dies because somebody gave it wrong. And somebody could say, well, nobody's suing. Well, no, once you have one lawsuit, yeah, there's a precedence. Then, yeah. It opens up to a world of liability. That's the question. Do I have a lawsuit if EMTs use Narcan on my brother, even though he wasn't overdosing on narcotics or on opioids? Now, does naloxone have side effects? Of course it does. Any drug has side effects. You can have agitation, according to RxList.com, high or low blood pressure, cardiac arrhythmias, shortness of breath, pulmonary edema. They say you could go into encephalopathy, seizures, coma. Narcan is a fantastic medication, and in ACLS, we're taught, give it. Whenever you have somebody who has a pulse, has slow, shallow breathing, and you're not sure what's going on, give them the Narcan. There's a higher than not chance that it could be a narcotic overdose. You've got nothing to lose. And I agree with that. But it's not 1,000% safe. You have some people asking if they could sue somebody who gave it to them. Now, technically, you're supposed to, as a good Samaritan, have laws that protect you. And again, I have no idea what all the different lawsuits are that are out there. But we need to stop and think for a second before we just wildly say, all right, you know what? Everybody get this, you know, have this on hand and do what you need to do. I'd really like to know, was with Demi Lovato, was the Narcan given first before 911, or was 911 called first? And did they talk them through administering the Narcan? Personally, I think everybody should have Narcan in their house. Everybody should have an EpiPen. Everybody should have first aid kits and, well, the EpiPen especially. You know, there's emergencies that happen, and I think we all need to be trained on CPR, basic life support, a whole variety of things, so we could start administering care right then and there. Again, doctors aren't rocket scientists, so you don't have to be super smart to do this. Anybody can do this, okay? But there's got to be some education with it. And there has to be the discussion of don't be shooting heroin. Don't be mixing alcohol and narcotics. Don't be partying with at least one person not sober watching over you. You know, we have designated drivers, and we did a good job with that, urging that somebody's a designated driver. And every time I have an event in my house, excuse me, my nose is running. Every time I have an event in my house, I always, you know, okay, who's the designated driver? You guys are leaving? Are you Ubering? What are you doing? And so I think that movement went really, really well. Well, I think a lot of people know, look, I'm the one that's not drinking because I'm the designated driver. And it's usually somebody who doesn't really drink alcohol to begin with, so that's good. I always have a friend that doesn't drink alcohol, so they're our designated driver. They don't like going out with us, but, you know, at least we invite them. At least they're part of the group. So, do you have that with people who party? Well, if you're using illegal drugs, many people don't want one person sitting there looking like a narc. Looking like a cop. They want to know that everybody's a part of this. It's not fun when somebody is sitting there watching you get high. But maybe we need to do that same thing. Have a designated person that doesn't get wasted. Doesn't get stoned. And again, Demi Lovato has her right to privacy. Everybody has a medical right to privacy. But if any of these people overdosing are overdosing easier with less narcotic because they have marijuana on board, because they have alcohol on board, Xanax or other drugs on board, that may be something that we need to know. If marijuana will exacerbate your ability to overdose such that you may think one or two pills is not much, but you having marijuana on board just, you know, multiplies it, then we need to know that. You know, nobody really explained to us how Heath Ledger died. We heard maybe it was a Vicodin, plus he had some wine, plus he had some Xanax, plus he had an Ambien. Was it just one pill each? Were there narcotics involved? So when that news broke, we in the media talked about, well, you don't mix drugs. Mixing drugs could do that to you. It's a shame. 1-877-DELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy grew at the strongest pace in nearly 4 years during the second quarter. The GDP rose to an annual rate of 4.1%. Now, some economists, though, were expecting that number to be 4.4%. No matter what number you were thinking, though, President Trump said the economy is turning around.
We've accomplished an economic turnaround of historic proportions. When I came into office, 1.5 million fewer prime-age Americans were working than 8 years before.
A Jordanian immigrant could face a death penalty after a Texas jury convicted him of killing his daughter's American husband and an Iranian woman's rights activist in what prosecutors described as an honor killing. Prosecutors said the immigrant was so mad when his daughter married a Christian and converted to Christianity, he orchestrated the killing of his son-in-law and daughter's close friend. The jury deliberated for only 35 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Dolly. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the latest on the wildfires, it's called the Wall of Fire, devastating Northern California as it sweeps through Redding. 90,000 residents have already had to evacuate. Two firefighters, I believe, have died, 15 buildings destroyed. And they're calling it the Carr Fire, C-A-R-R. It tore through an area of Northern California over the last 2 days. Late yesterday, crews found the body of a bulldozer operator who had tried to contain the blaze. The wildfire crossed the Sacramento River, now threatens hundreds of homes on the western fringes of the city of Redding. Cal Fire spokesperson says it's just chaotic. It's wild. There's a lot of fire. A lot of structures burning. Dozens of homes and businesses already burned to the ground. The blaze crossed the river, as we talked about. as of yesterday. Three firefighters and an unknown number of civilians have also suffered severe burns. We're being told conflicting information on how many people have been affected, but right now we've been told two people have died. And firefighters are trying in vain to build a containment around the blaze. Apparently we got, you know, with the drought, and we got dry leaves, and we got, you know, wind, that these flames are pretty fast approaching. This was north than where I was, so don't blame me for the fire. Okay, I was in San Francisco. There's a lot of water there, a lot of marine layer. But when it hit, people were scrambling. Residents of Western Reading had not been under evacuation orders, so they were caught off guard, had to flee with little notice, causing mile-long traffic jams and skies turning orange. Roads out of the city jammed. Thousands of residents trying to flee. It's scary. Jonathan Cox, battalion chief of CAL FIRE, says we're really in a life-saving mode right now. We're not fighting a fire. We're trying to move people out of the path because it is now deadly, and it is now moving at speeds and in ways we have not seen this before. So residents are driving to hotels, homes of family members, trying to go to safer parts of California. Yeah, when you look at Northern California and, you know, these areas, the beauty, I was just there and I was, again, in awe. You know, if you didn't think you were an environmentalist then, once you see the beautiful lands that we have in America, America is, I think, one of the most beautiful countries. Everybody says Italy is gorgeous and Germany's. No, America is the most beautiful country. You could go back east. You could go up north. You could go to the south. You could go. It is exquisite. You know? And I'm for national parks, and I'm for protecting the environment. How can you not? And I think we all are to some degree. But unfortunately, with droughts and high winds and bad weather and lightning and a lot of storm-type activity, that's what happens, especially with nature. And forest fires, unfortunately, are par for the course. And people living in these beautiful areas, unfortunately, are at risk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know if you guys have been following this. I can't even pronounce her name. Kimberly Guilfoyle? She was the one who was on The Five. You know, she was a part of The Five. In Fox News, and then she started dating Donald Trump Jr., and then she just got let go from Fox. Okay, well, I think she resigned, but they parted ways, and many of us were watching this going, well, that makes sense. You know, you can't have somebody in the news become an insider to the White House. There has to be some sort of separation. So it doesn't look like she's a plant. But I guess there's more to it. Apparently, Kim Guilfoyle, if I'm pronouncing it right, she's 49 years old. And a variety of sources said that she would share personal photos of male genitalia with staff. She would also tell the staff who the male was in the photo. Now, she did some other things, but apparently she has been investigated for over a year. From Fox News. Apparently, they say she attacked female hosts, including Judge Jeanine Pirro, saying that she looks too old, and, you know, other things. And you're kind of hearing all these things come out, you know, of what she did when she worked there. But I thought what was really significant is they're bringing up how she showed pictures of male genitalia to her coworkers. Now, what this highlights and what this warns all of us is if we're at work or if we ever have been at work and we made jokes or there was a meme that we wanted to share, you know, those pictures that have funny words or, you know, or there was a YouTube video or something from Comedy Central or Adult Swim and we decided to share that with our coworkers, it can come out any time in the future. Now, I'm not feeling sorry for her. I'm not sure what would happen. I mean, again, you know, if that's going to, you know, ruin her career, that she showed pictures of male genitalia. It might have been a boyfriend or whatever. And again, that's why you don't, you know, send sexed naked pictures of yourself, because people are going to show them at work. Okay, that happens. But, you know, this idea that something you did in the past, when everybody else kind of, that's just kind of what people did. I'm not saying showing male genitalia as a norm at work. That was kind of never appropriate. But it didn't ruin your career. And again, I'm not saying her career is ruined. I don't know what's going to happen with this investigation, etc. But it sure is being blasted all over the news. And the one thing that I don't think we have in control yet, and we may never control, is something you did years in the past can come back to haunt you. Now, the reason why it's in the past is it was supposed to be in the past. We were supposed to learn from it. We stopped doing it. All right, we're not supposed to. You know, my boyfriend just sent me this picture of himself. I won't show my girlfriends at work. Okay, all right, not going to happen again. Let's say you made that decision back in 2012, which was ahead of the time, because, you know, things really started to progress with that only in the last year. So let's say back in 2012, you were like, okay, you know what, I think at work I'm going to play it safe. I'm not going to show you guys, you know, a video. I'm not going to do it. Well, somebody could say back in 2011, you did X, Y, and Z. This is something we can't control. And it's very scary, because your life, your career could be ruined by something that, even though you thought it was stupid, you rectified, you fixed your behavior, but that doesn't matter. You don't get a chance to defend yourself. You know what happened with Roseanne Barr? The tweet she made was racist. It was stupid. It looks like it wasn't the first time she did it. All right? Not good. But many people are concerned, does one tweet mean your life is ruined? Will you always be labeled something? Well, in this day and age, if it includes race, yes. But, you know, you used to murder somebody or be a sex offender to not be able to get a job, to not be able to. Now it's a tweet. One wrong tweet can kill your career forever. Or one tweet you made in the past. Go back through your social media and erase stuff, or just stop using social media. But I can't tell you how many jobs, how many people's lives have been ruined because they put something on there that they shouldn't have. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now
at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is the father-in-law from hell. A jury has found a man guilty of capital murder in the death of his son-in-law and his daughter's friend. Jurors deliberated for only 35 minutes yesterday on this. They were like, no, he's done. And against the advice of his own attorneys, Ali Irsan took to the stand Wednesday. In rambling and tense exchanges, Irsan, according to ABC 13, declared he had nothing to do with the deaths of his son-in-law, Cody Beavers, and Gelareh Bagherzadeh, the friend of his daughter Nesreen. Both were murdered months apart in 2012. During questioning by his defense attorneys, Irsan painted himself as a devout Muslim who wanted his daughters to focus on school and not boyfriends. He says, "We're Muslims. It's very important that a girl is a virgin before marriage." He explained during questioning about one daughter's medical treatment after a car accident. Irsan and his attorneys attempted to paint his attitude towards his daughters as an overprotective father, but not one who was angry enough to kill. He said, "I told them never let your hormones control your future. You control your hormones." He said he told at least one daughter that her education is more important than her social life. He insisted that he had nothing to do with the two murders. He said, nope, I have nothing to do with that. So prosecutors tried to poke holes. And prosecutors tried to show that her son was so devout in his faith that he saw his daughter Nesreen's marriage to a Christian man, Beavers, as a dishonor to his family. Now, Irsan admitted to marrying his first wife back in the 80s, had four children. Then in the early 90s, he returned to Jordan and married a second wife in an arranged marriage. She was 15 at the time. The second wife is also charged with murder and testified against him earlier during the trial. They have eight children together. And Irsan said, "In my country, I'm allowed to have two wives." So men don't have to control their hormones, but girls do. That's, you know, something that just seems to happen in these more, you know. Well, Irsan admitted that once his daughter Nesreen ran away to live with her then-boyfriend Beavers, he drove to the residence a number of times. He also tried talking to Beavers' twin brother as well as his mother. But Irsan insisted he never slashed his son-in-law's tires or tried to sabotage his daughter's marriage. After salacious details from the testimony, including him trying to have another daughter killed after she married a man he disapproved, prosecutors contend he also wanted to harm his second wife because he thought she cheated on him. So, they don't go into detail on how the son-in-law died. This apparently happened in Texas. But, you know, they say to, when you marry somebody, you marry their family. And when I was younger, I never believed that. I'm like, nah, you're marrying the person, you tell the family to bounce. And unfortunately, my family to my husband and my husband's family to me was very encroaching. And it was easier said than done to tell people to back off. And the more you tell them to back off, the more they tried to pull son away. My parents couldn't pull me away because I was running from them. So that didn't happen on my end. But, you know, you really need to learn the family of who you're with. And this was somebody who, I guess, the daughter decided to become Christian. And she married a Christian. And, unfortunately, the husband ends up getting killed. Jury convicted the father. We'll find them all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say the U.S. is the most dangerous country in the world to give birth. The U.S. 50,000 women are severely injured during childbirth. And they say 700 women die every year. Half of these deaths could be prevented if safety procedures are followed, according to an investigation by USA Today. They say while most women give birth with no issue, the Global Burden of Disease 2015 Maternal Mortality Study, published in The Lancet, found a huge disparity between the U.S. and developed nations. Between 1990 and 2015, the number of maternal deaths per 100,000 births in developed nations like Germany, France, Japan, England, Canada, fell or plateaued to below 10 per 100,000 births. But in the U.S., the figure spiked to 26.4. What the heck are we doing wrong? They say the conclusion was a result of a four-year investigation that assessed more than 500,000 pages of internal hospital quality records and more than 150 cases of botched deliveries. They say the leading causes of death was hemorrhage and severe hypertension. That's where blood pressure and blood loss levels, or, you know, the blood pressure was rising, maybe the blood loss was not watched as closely. And they say medical professionals too often eyeball instead of actually measure anemia and blood levels. They say analysis of records of federally funded quality programs for dozens of hospitals in New York, Pennsylvania, Carolinas, indicated that fewer than half of maternity patients were treated for blood pressure high enough that they could experience a stroke. Less than 50% of women in danger actually received the recommended treatments. The investigation found a lack of care at a range of hospitals. There was a Texas woman who almost bled to death, and her heart stopped during labor. She had a hysterectomy, and now she requires a kidney transplant. So what's going on? Well, on one end, maybe it's not just the hospital screwing up. I mean, that really doesn't... everybody's always quick to blame the hospital. But maybe on one end, our country, as opposed to others, we're older when we give birth. I had my second child when I was 30. That's considered an old maid in caveman days. Whereas in other countries, they may marry earlier, and they may give birth earlier. But in America, we're putting it off, we're putting it off, we're putting it off. I know a woman in her 40s who is just now starting to think about having a baby. Well, then complications could rise. So do we know the age of these women? Do we know what their prenatal care access was? Maybe many of these women didn't have access to prenatal care or didn't go. It's a pain in the butt to be pregnant and have to go for your regular checkups. And now they're asking for more. So many doctors now, since all the lawsuits, are asking or demanding that you come in more often. Now, luckily for me, I was at work, so it was very easy for me to sneak over to the gyn office. But for the average person who has to take off work, that's a pain in the butt. So maybe a lot of people skip their OB visits. Maybe a lot more women are obese, and they have elevated blood pressure before they even get pregnant. And if that's not addressed, and then they go through pregnancy, maybe they'll be more prone for the blood pressure to rise. So there's a lot of things that could be going wrong. But for the U.S. to have the most number of maternal injuries and deaths compared to other developed nations, that's a problem. We're doing something wrong. And nobody's going to want to tell women to have babies earlier. That's not politically correct. Well, maybe somebody does. I mean, if that's a cause for it, maybe somebody needs to say something. I mean, nobody wants to tell a 40-year-old woman she's too old to have a baby because she can't have a baby. So usually what we doctors do is say, look, you may have some increased risk, but overall we think you're going to be fine. We will use all our resources and, you know, try to have you get through this in one piece and have a healthy baby. But maybe sometimes people don't have that conversation. I mean, I knew being 28 years old and then 30 having babies that I wasn't a spring chicken. That's still young. In this day and age, some people, they aren't even marrying till they're 30. That's something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.